Hello and welcome to the Fall Sports Preseason Sports Show. Brent Hesse here, and I'm talking with softball coach of the Chillicothe Lady Hornets, Coach Lee Rucker. Coach Rucker, thank you for joining me today. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Brent.
So, Coach Rucker, you're going into your fifth season now as head coach. How are you feeling when it gets to this time of the year about this season?
I like to feel like we're usually pretty organized, but once we get to this point, you start to worry about all the details. Just ready to get the kids out on the field and get to work, because that's what it's all about. It's working with them.
So now you've had 4 years as the head coach, and in that time, four conference championships and two state finals appearances. How has this team been able to maintain such an impressive level of success?
Ultimately, we have a lot of girls that play a lot of softball in the summer, a lot of girls that play at a high level in the summer, go travel and play tournaments on the weekends, and the work they put in throughout the year really pays off for our program when they all come together in the fall.
Some of the seniors last year that were key contributors, starters Jolie Bonder, Adra Stretch, and Hadley Beamer, among others that were such a major part of this last 4 years of impressive run. What did that 2023 class mean to the program, and what's the plan to replace their impact?
They've had been a part of a lot of success over the last 4 years. You know, four conference titles was really fun for them to get to be a part of, and you know, they were the leaders of that last year for us with a lot of younger players thrown out there with them. Jolie Bonders had a great career for us, just a great athlete, but a hardworking kid who really steps up in the clutch no matter what sport she's participating in. But she did a great job for us in softball last year, center field and shortstop. Adra Stretch and Hadley Beamer saw a lot of time over the last 3 or 4 years playing some third base, hitting. Hadley did some pitching. We also had Emily Paxton, who ran the bases for us a lot the last couple of years, and Emily Schreiner, who saw some time on the circle and a little bit at first base here and there.
Last season, it was a great season with another conference championship, but it was a tough early exit in the districts. How do you, as a coach, address that? You use it as motivation? You try not to dwell on it as a coach going forward into this year?
A little bit of both. You know, you want to have a short memory and move forward, but it is motivation for some of our players to come back and be ready to last a little bit longer at the end of the year this year. Winning the conference last year was huge for us. Last year was really a rebuild year with a really good senior class, two senior classes graduating in 23 and 22. So last year was kind of the rebuild season, and so to win a conference title and be able to keep that title was big for our girls and our program. We would have liked the season to have gone a little longer at the end, and it was just a matter of we didn't have a great day, and Lafayette played a really good ball game that day, and the two things added up in their favor.
Talking with Coach Lee Rucker of the Chillicothe Lady Hornets softball team. Want to talk about some of the players that you are going to have back this year. Landry Marsh, she's a sophomore pitcher. She was a top pitcher across the board statistically last year as a freshman and one of the best returning batters. How is she progressing, and what are you hoping to see from her?
Yeah, Landry had a really good freshman year, and the great thing about her is, you know, that Lafayette game she took to heart a little bit, and that's driven her all summer, I know, to work hard. She's a competitor, and so I know she's had a good summer, and she's ready to compete again this fall. The thing about her is she's just always going to put in the time.
Hope Donahoe was another that had a fabulous freshman season. She led the team in RBIs and batted above 400. How much of an offensive impact is she going to be relied upon?
We're looking for good things out of Hope again. The struggle Hope's had is she had another knee surgery. So she's had both knees rebuilt in the last year and a half and really has had some struggles with that. But actually just spoke with her last week, and she's hoping to be cleared to start practice on Monday. But we are looking for good things out of her. It may take her a little bit to get going again just to kind of get the feel back and her timing and those kind of things. But she's so athletic and such a competitor that we know she'll get back to her normal form as the season progresses.
That's good to hear. And another one, Tori Stoner. She was second on the team in extra base hits, and now she's going into her senior year. What do you want to see from her and this senior class?
Yeah, Tori has a lot of athletic ability. We're looking for her to be one of our offensive leaders again this year and be an outfielder that kind of anchors us out there. We just want our seniors to bring their experiences in. We only have three seniors this year, honestly. We've got Tori. We've got Tatum Palmer is back. She missed last year with an ACL tear, but she's back. And then Hallie Mayberry is a senior. And so we're looking for those three to bring some leadership to our team, and really what we just ask of our seniors every year is just to lead by example and work hard and help the younger ones that are coming into the program see how we operate at Chillicothe in our softball program.
So So that's three players I wanted to mention, but of course it takes a full team to be able to have success like you've had recently. Who are some other impact players that are going to be relied upon if the Chillicothe Lady Hornets are going to have another strong season?
You know, without even getting into names, Coach Fairley and I have been talking a lot. We've got 18 girls, honestly, right now that could find their way into the starting lineup if they have a good 3 weeks. And so that's something we've talked with them a lot about this summer, is that we have great depth, which is great for our program. But individually, they have to just work hard and then kind of find a role that they can help the team in whatever way they can. And so we're excited to get started and start trying to sort some of that out. We've got some plans in place to try to give them opportunities to grow and show us what they can do. And then once the season starts, we may see multiple kids in the lineup early in the season as we kind of figure out how that shapes up.
And so you're going to be starting that progression here soon as practices begin this week. And as we look ahead to the season, you've got a jamboree on August 24th. How will things look in the build-up to that? And when are the first time that Chillicothe fans are going to be able to come out and watch the Lady Hornets softball team, home games, scrimmages, things like that?
Okay, yeah, this year we've got a couple of red and black scrimmages, just inter-squad scrimmages on our calendar. The first one's on the 21st of August at 6 p.m. at Danner. We're trying to make it as game-like as possible. We've got umpires coming in to umpire that for us so the girls can kind of get some game feel. And then we're going to do another one of those on the 27th. So the jamboree is kind of sandwiched in between there on the 24th. But that's going to give us three looks at, you know, live action before we actually play our first game on the 30th, which will hopefully help the girls just kind of get in the swing of things, but also give us some opportunities to see kids in game time and see how they perform.
And one last question for you, Coach Rucker. The softball team, we've talked about the success recently. Do you set goals or expectations for this group? Every group is different. What are you hoping to see from them on the field this season?
Yeah, I met with all the girls individually this winter and talked about some of their personal goals and their team goals as well. And it was pretty much unanimous that they want to continue to strive to win conference championships and then win district championships at the end of the year. And you know, if we could win our district, and then you've got one game, you know, a state quarterfinal game for a shot at the Final Four. So they still have that hunger and their eyes are on kind of those big goals. But then the daily goal is to just work hard and get better and be great teammates and figure out what we can do. Because you're right, every year is a different year, and each team has to kind of find their own identity. And we're looking forward to this group finding their way.
Well, I'm looking forward to the season starting as well. Thank you, Coach Rucker, for your time. And we'll be out there to cover the Chillicothe Lady Hornets softball team this year.
Hey, thank you very much, and we appreciate your coverage.